This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Now then, if God will permit me to do this in the next few weeks, I'm going to begin to teach you something that's way beyond where you've normally lived. And some of you are absolutely going to think, I have lost my mind. I can assure you. But I'm going to teach it to you right out of the book. And it is so complex. And I've made this statement to people several times in healing schools. I said, you know, when I first started teaching that Jesus was a healer in the Baptist church, they all thought I was crazy. That's one of the basic principles of the atonement. Jesus healed you before he went to the cross. That's part of the atonement. But the average Christian can't grasp that. But then when I stepped over into the world of faith and said, you know, you don't have to be sick no more. Not only do you can you learn the principles that you need to learn and receive your healing from God, but you can go a step beyond that and you can step into the realms of divine healing and you won't have to be sick no more. You ought to read some of the things that's come to me on the internet. And some of them are doctors of theology from seminaries. You have absolutely lost your mind. You think that it's possible for a human being to walk without sickness and disease. You are misinterpreting the Word of God. Well, let me tell you, that's simple, basic stuff compared to what I'm going to teach you in the future. And I'm going to show you from the Word what it says. And then it's going to be so profound that many of you are going to say, just like I did the first time I saw some of these scriptures, this can't be. It can't mean what it says. But that's almost what I said when I first learned that Jesus was a healer. When he revealed to me he was a healer. He heals. He still does miracles today. Come on, Thurman. You know that's not right. In fact, I had a man one day that was my neighbor, which was a Church of Christ, just to show you how simple, on the simple things, the basic things, this man walked up. I was out building fence one day, and this guy walked up. And I said, praise the Lord, brother, how you doing? Well, he said, I'm doing okay. How are you doing? I said, man, I'm absolutely magnificently wonderful, but I'm rapidly improving. He said, wow, why are you so fired up? I said, because Jesus is doing great things. He said, like what? So I began to tell him about some of the miracles. He looked at me and said, come on, Thurman. You know that stuff don't work no more. I said, well, why about your own neighbor? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, I prayed for Fred Simmons a few weeks ago in church, the Baptist church. He had, I forgot what kind of cancer I said, but it wasn't what he had. I thought it was something. It turned out to be he had prostate cancer. I just said he had something else. I don't remember what I said. And I said, you know, I prayed for him and God healed him. He said, now look, Thurman, I know you're crazy now. He said, because Fred Simmons didn't have that kind of cancer. He had prostate cancer. And if you had healed him, you would have at least known what he had. I said, well, I didn't heal him. I just got to lay hands on him and pray for him. God healed him. I didn't know what was wrong with him. All I knew, he had cancer. And all I know is the next morning he goes to the doctor for his check. And the doctor checks him. And he's totally well. He said, Thurman, that's a lie. That doctor made a mistake. He made a mistake when he done the diagnosis the first time and there never was no cancer in him. Well, if I've caught that kind of persecution, just talking about the simple things of healing, when I go into what God's revealed to me in the Word now, you're going to talk about meat. I'm going to feed you a T-bone steak. Healing is simple. That was milk. But I'm going to feed you some meat in the weeks to come that some of you are going to say, this guy's lost his mind. It's interesting, isn't it? But we're going to leave the doctrines of the principles of the doctrines of Christ and the basic things of the healing of the body. And we're going on to perfection. Now we're going to see this brother here had all kinds of problems walking in the fight of faith. But you conquered it finally, didn't you? Look how hard it was for him to conquer that. You heard him give his testimony a while ago. But he conquered a fight of faith. And there is people today in seminaries that if I were to tell them a story like that, they'd say, Thurman, that guy's lying, that don't work, that kind of stuff don't work no more. And they'd think I'd lost my mind. But that's simple compared to what I'm going to teach you in the future. That's easy. That's the basic milk stuff of the word. Basic milk. But I'm going to feed you some T-bone steak. And it's so powerful. Dave and Aniyesha talked about it last night. Some of the things, just the basic principles. And I just went in there last night with Dave. I said, Dave, let me just ask you a question. And I give him a scripture. I said, I want you to read that, and I want you to tell me what you think it says. And he did. After a little while, after he meditated on it, he said, Thurman, if that means what it says, this is something else. I said, yeah, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going to go. I said, I am tired of trying to teach people how to just walk in healing. I want to teach you what God says, not only about walking in divine health, but going a step beyond divine health. Isn't that amazing? I mean, what do you think? Let me just give you, just think about this. What do you really think God meant when he said in Psalm 103, verse 5, I satisfy your mouth daily with good things, so your youth is renewed daily like the eagles. Do you really believe that? Why do you believe that? It's written in the Word. So why do we as Christians, somebody said, how are you doing? Oh, I sure am getting old. I sure do feel bad today. Oh, look at them wrinkles under my eyes. I'm just aging so terrible. Do you know when you tell me those kind of things, you don't believe Psalm 103, verse 5? If somebody walked up to you today and said, how are you doing? Say, praise God, I'm younger today than I was yesterday. Now, how would you like to get... Hey, Gary, how would you like to walk there, son? Hey, you like that, don't you? Well, that's just a little tiny corner of what I'm going to begin to teach you what you can do. I think that we as Christians should become the most vibrant, alive, warring group of people that are walking in such anointing with God. If we will do what He says, I'm going to tell you the aging process can stop. You not only, you liked that too, didn't you, Cheryl? Absolutely. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I know, Cheryl, I know you ladies would love it. You girls get to be 100 and you still look like you're 50 or 40. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Or 20. Now just think, Jesus said, according to your faith be it done unto you. So if he said in his word, just to start out, I renew your youth daily like the eagles. What are you going to confess? I'm old and wore out? Or I'm younger today than I was yesterday? Now you notice what this brother said. He stood and fought the fight of faith, and it didn't happen overnight. See, now everybody loves it when a miracle happens instantly, don't they? You know, you love it. You got a miracle. Several of you in this room have had miracles. We love that. But just think. Can you imagine what would happen if somebody walked up to you and say, Melanie, how old are you? Oh, I'm only 95. They say, wow, you look great to be 95. How did you do that? By standing on the Word of God. By standing on the Word of God. You look at this beautiful woman and she looks like this and she's 95? How hard is it going to be for us to preach the gospel to those people? It ain't going to be, especially for women, right? Let me tell you, it ain't going to be hard to teach it to men either. When men see that, Eldon, it's easy to believe when you see that this is where I believe the church is supposed to be walking. I don't believe we ought to just be walking in healing, and we're not doing a very good job on that yet. But we're going to get better there too. And I don't believe we ought to just be walking in divine health. I believe we ought to be taking care of our bodies, and I believe our fingers and our hands ought to be smooth and straight, and our skin ought to be smooth, and we ought to be walking, and we ought to look like we're still young and vibrant. And I don't care if you're 80 or 90 years old, you ought to be able to get out there and go, and somebody says, "Good grief, look at that guy go. Wow. Boy, he must be at least 50. Oh, what do you mean? I know him personally. That guy's 85. That's where I believe the church ought to be living.
Amen.
And like I say, as I teach you these things from the Word, the very first simple thing is He renews your youth daily like the eagles. Do you believe that or not?
Yes.
Then your confession is going to say, you will never rise above your confession of the Word. If you say, "Oh, I'm old. I can't do anything anymore." You don't believe the Word. You don't believe it at all. But whenever I walk up to you, like this brother here, praise God, it's done. I mean, when he made that final declaration to God and the devil and to mankind, it's done, because it's written in the Word. The devil left him. When the devil left him, you saw the diagnosis from those reports by the finest laser machines they got. His eyes are perfect in the name of Jesus. Now see, that's where we need to be walking. Now then, you could have yielded to the devil, and the devil could have blinded you. Do you know what the average person says when they go in and the doctor says, "You got glaucoma?" They start running out and tell their wife. First, "Oh, what the doctor says, I got glaucoma. Pray for me." She says, "Oh, God, if it be your will you please help my husband?" No. And then what does she do? Go tells all her friends, "My husband's got glaucoma, and I just know he's going to go blind. Will you all please pray for him? I just know he's going to go blind. Will you please pray for him?" There's no faith in nothing, and you go blind. But that's not where God called us to walk. He called us to walk in a mighty place of youthful power. And as we walk in it, people are going to say, "Who is this woman? Who is this man?" I mean, who's going to listen to you if you're 50 years old and you're sick and afflicted? But if you're 90 and you look like you're 50, and you're strong as a bull ox, and you do anything you want to do, and you're still beautiful and smooth skinned and everything else, everybody will want to know what you got. And when you tell them it's Jesus, you know their first words? "I want to know who this Jesus is. And it's going to be no problem to give the gospel to the people we walk with when they see where you walk." And that's what I'm going to teach you. Now we're going to take communion. Let's pass out the communion. Yeah, brother? Yeah, Bob? Yeah, come up here. They're passing out. They're going to pass out communion. If you got a testimony, Bob, come on up here.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.